everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Did We Tell You, a comedy podcast where we tell you real stories you didn't know you needed. I'm Jenna.
I'm Annie.
I for sure did not need that coconut story last week, by the way. Like, re-listening to that. I don't think anybody did.
It's awful.
It is so bad. Even I skipped through it. I was like, I had to listen to this once. I skipped it. I was like, I can't do that twice.
I had to three times. I read it when I found it. I read it to you. I listened to it when I was doing the editing notes. And then I had to listen to it again when I was uploading it. It's horrendous.
You did it to yourself. You could have picked any other story. And yet you went with that story.
Yep.
So
I don't regret it. It was awful, but I don't regret it.
I just didn't need it twice. No. Like, it was enough for my ear holes the first time.
One's enough.
I just picture maggot dick and I'm like,
ew.
Nope.
It's episode 75.
Dude.
Yeah.
We are 3/4 of the way to 100.
Yep.
That's exactly nuts balls.
Nuts and balls are the same thing.
I don't know what that was. I've never said that before in my entire life.
That's kind of funny. I liked it.
Do you like my makeup look?
I do.
Yeah. So Danny left for the week to go work. And so last week was a really shitty week. And not because there's any like one major thing. It was just like a lot of like crap, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I guess I just needed some major dopamine and I knew he wasn't going to be home when they were delivered. So I went on a little bit of an online shopping spree.
Yes.
And I got some new Charlotte Tilbury makeup.
I really want to. So I see Charlotte Tilbury everywhere and I really, really want to try her stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm scared that it's just like a marketing ploy, like where that she just like bombards everybody. So you see her. So you're like, oh, she must be good. But I really do want to take a look at her stuff at Sephora.
I got the contour, highlighter, and blush. Mm-hmm. And it's fun because it's a little dots. So you're just like putting dots all over your face.
You look like, like pop art.
Yeah, exactly. And then you just smoosh it out.
Just smoosh it.
You smoosh it. I like it better than blending.
I started revamping my makeup routine too. Mm-hmm. Just like adding new stuff. It started getting dull. Not dull. What is it? Mundane. It started getting mundane and boring. And that's not why I do makeup.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I started revamping. Ooh, what can I add here? What can I add there? Mm-hmm. What can I fine tune? So I started adding stuff and it's like playing with makeup again. Like,
I know.
Figuring out a new routine and how to do makeup again. Oh, it's so much fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I did that. I bought a couple pairs of shoes. Did I buy anything else for myself? Like computer accessories.
What I buy way too much of is sunglasses.
Dude, you always have great sunglasses.
Oh my God, I love sunglasses so much. And I always need to get like every single style and like every color. I have a problem. Okay, so the other day I got some new Kuay sunglasses. It's the ones that are spelled Quay.
That's how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I've looked it up a few times and it's pronounced Kuay.
Totally thought it was Quay.
But yeah, so Kuay sunglasses. And I was talking to the librarian at my school and she's like, oh, like, she's like, I like your glasses, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, thanks. I just got these in like 3 other pairs. And mm-hmm. She's like, what? I was like, oh, I have a major problem. I buy so many sunglasses, especially Diff sunglasses. Diff is my favorite fucking brand. Mm-hmm. And she looks at me and she has her sunglasses on her head. She's like, these are my one pair. These are it. And I told her, I was like, oh yeah, I have this like a little sunglass case and everything. And it holds for 12. And she's like, oh, so you have to buy more to fill it up. I'm like, no, I don't have enough room for all of them. Because
how many do you have?
I counted them. And this isn't an exact count, but I counted 26.
Holy crap. You could have like, these are like day of the week underwear, except these are day of the month sunglasses.
And I'm pretty sure that I have more than 26 because I know I have some hiding places.
That's nuts.
It's a problem. I am well aware of it. And it's one that I like.
Is Jordan aware of this problem?
No. No, he is aware that I have a shit ton of sunglasses. He isn't aware when I get new ones. So I don't think he quite knows the extent of it, but I love it. And I was saying, I was like, I feel so fucking confident when I put on new sunglasses. I'm like, I strut, man. I'm like, look at me go. One of my students the other day, she, because they start realizing that I have shit ton of sunglasses.
Well, yeah, when you show up with a different pair every day of the month and then you just start over.
Yeah. She's like, I love that you always have new sunglasses. You look so rich. This is a student talking to you a look teacher.
So rich.
You look so rich. You look like you have $1 million. I'm like, I'm a teacher. I do not. This is my problem, but it's also my mental health that saves me. Just buy sunglasses.
Just buy sunglasses. The nice thing about that particular dopamine hit is you enjoy the process of buying them and you actually enjoy wearing them.
Yes. I use them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been kind of dreary this winter not being able to use them as much. I'm like, I just got new sunglasses, but I can't wear them. There's no sun.
You know, you should still wear sunglasses because the... Oh, fuck. I'm going to get the word wrong. I've known this word since seventh grade, and now it's going to drive me nuts. It sounds a lot like libido, but it's not. I think it's albedo. Something like
that. Isn't libido your sex drive?
Yep. That's why it's not libido. Basically, the glare off the clouds is mm-hmm. just as bright and can be more damaging for your eyes and skin.
Yeah.
That word is going to drive me crazy, particularly when you're like in the snow because the glare.
Oh,
up off
yeah.
The snow.
I definitely know. Knew that. Yeah. There's like snow blindness.
Yeah.
It's like a crazy reflection off the snow. It was weird when it snowed here a few weeks ago. It was dark outside. Like there wasn't a lot of lights from like the moon mm-hmm. or at least like a lot of it was covered up, but it was so bright because it was reflecting off the snow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's crazy. I can't find it. It's not sun glitter because that's what this one thing
that
says.
That sounds amazing. That sounds like Edward Cullen. Just the skin of a killer, Bella. Sun glitter.
Oh, I was totally right. Albedo. The portion.
Albedo?
Al.
Albedo.
Albedo.
Okay.
That sounds a lot like libido, right?
Yeah.
But it's the proportion of light or radiation that's reflected by a surface, typically that of a planet or a moon.
The more you learn, man.
The more you learn. Learned that from my seventh grade science teacher, and I never forgot it.
I love that guy. I was the last one to have his class, and then he
really?
Retired. Yeah. But he had jars of specimen everywhere.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was so weird, but it was so cool. And it was like just examining his walls. You never know what you're going to find.
He had a particular nickname for me. Did he use that mm-hmm. for you as well?
I don't remember him using it.
It wasn't like nickname Junior.
No, there was a sub, this great, awesome sub, and he had, what was the, he like called you like a bum or something. What was
deadbeat.
It? Deadbeat. Deadbeat, that's what it was. And so when he met me, he's like, you're deadbeat junior because you would always bum money off of him.
I would always borrow a dollar so I could get a Fruitopia from his vending machine. I always what? Paid him back. That's why he kept lending me dollars.
Oh my God, Fruitopia. Yeah. Oh my God, that stuff was so good and disgusting at the same time.
I guarantee you, if I were to run into him out in the wild, he would still call me deadbeat.
I saw him a few months ago.
Did he call you Deadbeat Junior?
I hadn't seen him, or we hadn't seen each other in so long that I think we recognized each other because we like would make eye contact and kind of smile, but it'd been so long. I don't think I'd seen him since I was 13.
He was one of my favorite teachers.
Oh, I loved him. Yeah, mm-hmm. He was definitely one of mine too.
I'd go up to him and be like, oh my God, Mr. Holiday. And like, yeah. I would totally chat up with him.
Yeah.
There's a few teachers that I see around that I'll still talk to.
So it's really funny. On Facebook, we have our seventh grade science teacher on there. And I cannot tell you how many times we have done this. And I've seen so many other kids tag him in science-related questions. They're like, what's going on with this? What kind of bug is this?
Yes.
And he answers every time. I love it. I think it's so cool.
It is really cool. He has a lot of students that love him and still come back to him. Yeah. And they're like, okay, we need our teacher.
It's so great.
I'm friends on Facebook with the eighth grade history teacher.
Yes!
He was my favorite. I'm convinced I was his favorite student of all time, but we'll see. At one point, he literally dumped me out of my desk.
I like how you say, I was his favorite student. He threw me out of my desk, mm-hmm. put me on the floor.
I was totally his favorite. And then it was like, I was sitting in the front row. And then he goes, okay, now pick it up and sit in your desk. And I was like, nope. You made this mess. And so I finished class on the floor because he refused to write my desk and I wasn't going to do it for him.
I ran into a student of mine today. He was in my very, very first class. He's a junior now.
Uh-huh.
And his sister's in my class this year. So occasionally she'll come in and say, like, oh, he says hi. I'm like, oh, tell him I say hi, you know? And I have not run into him since he went to high school.
Uh-huh.
And I saw him today and I didn't recognize him right away. He said to me, he's like, hey, Mrs. Annie. I look at him, I'm like, oh my God, you're so tall. And I just go give him this big hug. And it was so sweet to like see him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want my students to come back and see me. And like, I loved seeing him. It was so wonderful. And he was my very first class.
That's cool.
Yeah.
The difference between you and you 5 years ago, not that different.
No.
The difference between your kids in 5 years.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Huge.
Like, that's like the pretty woman.
I was thinking.
You work off of commission, right?
Big mistake. Huge.
Yes.
But yeah, I told him, I was like, you look exactly the same, but just like 5 feet taller. I But yeah, it was really cool. Oh my God. Okay. So speaking of my students.
Yeah.
It was the funniest fucking conversation. I was eavesdropping on them.
Okay.
Because there was a group of them talking about Riz. Have you heard of this?
Okay. So I just learned what Riz is.
Yeah.
And it's just a shortened form of charisma.
Yes. So.
Which I think is stupid, by the way.
I hadn't heard my students say it yet. It's basically just pulling chicks. That's what if you have Riz, you have game. Okay. Like, that's what it is. And so I kept hearing on TikTok, Lee McNasty, he's the teacher. He does like the little kid content. Oh my God, it's so fucking funny. It's like how little kids argue.
Little miss, why are you up?
Cartwheel and dominant. Yes. But the boys always talk about Riz. And I'm like, so I understood what it was. And then another TikToker said that it came from charisma.
Yes.
So I overheard my students saying that. It was like an exact conversation from one of Lee McNasty's TikToks. Like, I have Riz. And one girl, she's like, what is Riz? She's like, it's like, oh, it's like game. It's like swag. And she, oh, okay. She's like, yeah, I have Riz. Do you have Riz? No, you don't have Riz. You don't pull anybody. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I'm living in like inside one of my favorite TikTokers. TikTokers, like one of my favorite creators, like world. It was hilarious.
What would that be called? It's not a Reels. It's not a Vine.
It's a TikTok.
It's a TikTok.
You're living in his TikToks.
Yeah, but it sounds weird to say it that way.
It does. And that's why, it's not a Reels, because that's for people who don't have TikTok, Derek, and find out things like 2 months later. And he's like, look at this. It's so funny. I'm like, yeah. I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Danny does the same thing. But he catches his on Facebook. His isn't even on Reels. His is once Reels finally hits Facebook. And so he'll be like, did you see this thing? He calls them things. They're not trends. Did you see this thing going around with the whatchamacallit and the who daddy over there? And I'm like, yes, I saw that 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
What? How did you know about it? Because everything comes out on TikTok first.
Yeah.
It's like, you should just get TikTok because that's where you see everything first. And he's like, oh, I think TikTok is stupid. I'm like, you're watching all the same shit just 3 months later. So you seem old.
Yeah, exactly. So one of my friends, living in a small town before like Spotify and Pandora became big, to be able to find music, you had to kind of be in the know, right?
Yeah.
So because our radio stations wouldn't play like the newest of the new stuff. Basically, our radio stations were like Facebook to a city's TikTok.
Yes.
Where like the cities would get all the new stuff first and then we would get it like a few months later.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so now we get it all now, but my friend, he was like talking about, because he had a girlfriend in LA at the time. And he's like, yeah, this song, like I played it. And she's like, yeah, that came out like a year ago. And he's like, what? Like they get all their music really early down there in LA. We're like, oh yeah, you know, they really do. It sucks. I wish that we could get it just as fast, you know? And then he tells this story like two more times. And then one time he's playing music and he plays that song and he tells the story again. I'm like, are you talking about this song? He's like, yeah, I just discovered it like a month ago. And she said it came out a year ago. I'm like, yeah, it did come out a year ago. I knew it a year ago. Like, you are just way behind, dude.
Yeah.
What? You knew about it? Living here in the small town? I'm like, yeah. You're just behind.
What song was it?
It was Club Can't Handle Me by, Tayo Cruz, maybe.
I'm sure if I heard it. I'm really bad with like the names of things. I'm more of an audio, like I have to hear it to recognize it. Unless it's like a song, you know, or like an artist, somebody who's like super, super famous. I'm like, I don't know who any of these people are.
Oh, it was Club Can't Handle Me, Flo Rida and David Guetta. Yeah, so he's just slow.
I know. And I'm trying to convince him that he needs to like.
Oh, I was talking about my friend, not Danny.
I was going backwards. I'm trying to convince him, and he's turning into an old grumpy man.
Yeah.
Totally is. I was listening back to, so when we were talking about the teenagers, and you haven't earned anything in this life, I was like, oh my God, I totally sound like a fucking boomer.
I know.
But the older I get, the more that like I understand why adults when we were teenagers sucked. Because
oh my God, yeah.
Teenagers suck. They
teenagers
really do. They
suck.
They have zero concept of anybody else around them. Mm-hmm. And if you try to like point it out, be like, hey, you're being a selfish prick, they're like, fuck you. And I'm like,
yeah, fuck you, boomer.
I'm like, except for you're being a selfish prick.
But it does make us sound really old.
It does. I know.
Yeah. It just, yeah, it's kind of funny. Because I'm thinking back to like my mindset, like things that I would do. Like, this is normal. This is fine. Don't judge us. Like, just because you're not living in this generation, you know?
Right.
And I was like, oh, I just didn't know fucking anything.
You knew nothing.
I know zero.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm not going to listen to the adults because I'm like, you don't get it. You're in a different generation. This mm-hmm. is the now, not the 80s. You know?
Exactly.
Like, that's what we thought. We're like, 80s are old.
Oh my God. I hated the 80s growing
up. I love
up.
The 80s.
No.
I loved it.
It's all about the 90s.
Yeah. Well, like the fashion in the 80s, like the hyperbolized fashion, mm-hmm. the neon colors, the off the shoulder shirts, the leg warmers for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are fun. But yeah. And then I'm like, I knew fucking nothing.
Didn't now know. All of our early 2000s fashions are coming back. Did you see they're selling butterfly clips again?
Oh yeah.
Like.
Dude, I bought some a few, like 2 or 3 years ago. For a Generations costume for a school spirit day, I bought some butterfly clips, did the whole pin back and the butterfly clips, uh-huh. blue eyeshadow, chunky heels.
Yeah, but now they're becoming popular again.
I know. I think it's kind of great. I like it.
I think it's kind of great. I've perfected that style. So you little tweens and teens, step aside.
Or the crazy spiky headbands that like annihilate your face trying to get them on.
Dude,
yeah.
One of my favorite
like
creators.
The zigzag headbands, but they're like pointy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about Over the Moon?
Yes.
Yes, I love her.
Love her so much. And she tried them on. She's like, so I'm going to do this for you so you don't have to. And she looked like she was in such pain. And I was like, yep. I can feel this video. Like, quite literally, I can feel it.
I remember you wearing those. I remember finding them and being like, I don't know what the fuck to do with this and never trying.
But oh,
No, I never tried. I probably put it on as like a necklace. And I'm like, this isn't going anywhere.
No, because, that would hurt.
Like, no, yeah, because yeah, it's like hits you in the throat.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, I'm not putting this over my face.
No.
So, yeah, I didn't even try.
It did really cute things with your hair.
Yeah.
But
I should totally try it.
Do it.
I want to try it now.
You should. You're going to have a hard time because you have no idea how to do it. And for me, it'll be muscle memory. Yeah. For you, you're going to be like, my eye.
Exactly. I'm going to really close my eyes.
It picks up your eyelid.
Oh, my God. I'm having to go to the ER.
Oh, I would laugh so hard.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Should we get started? Do you have anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
Let's go.
I'm starting us off with a petty revenge.
Ooh.
Because I enjoyed that petty bitch energy last week.
Dude,
so.
You were like on something, man. You were so angry and so cranky that like the, actually, yeah, it was like a petty revenge from Tales from Adult Store.
Yeah.
And you were going, don't touch my fucking door. Oh, shit.
I had some pent up rage I had to
yeah.
get out through my stories, apparently. Okay. Roommate stole my washcloths, so I decided to let her steal one more. And it has like the purple devil horn emoji.
I saw that title, but mm-hmm. I did not read it. I'm so thankful I didn't.
My freshman year, I had the most inconsiderate roommate who'd stay up all night talking loudly, eat my food, etc.
Oh,
we've talked
God.
About bad roommates.
Terrible roommate.
It's part of being in your early 20s. You have mm-hmm. to have bad roommates.
You have to.
Oddly, my washcloths that I used to wash my face would go missing. Like, I think I lost 3 or 4 throughout the semester. I thought someone was taking them, but I had no idea where to. Well, the end of the semester, we were cleaning out the bathroom cabinets to move out. And what did I find shoved in the far back corners of the cabinet? My washcloths, which were covered in orange foundation.
Oh.
They had to have gone to college in the early 2000s.
I was going to say.
Clearly evidence from my one rude roommate because she wore so much foundation every single day. I was super annoyed because I had to keep buying more washcloths to replace the one she stole. Well, I decided to use one of my other washcloths and cleaned the disgusting bathtub with it. I'm talking ring of shampoo, dirt, hair everywhere, etc.
Ew.
I was planning to just throw it away afterwards, but I decided to hang it up and let it dry in the same place I would hang my washcloths for my face.
Yes.
The next day, the washcloth I had used for the bathtub was covered in orange foundation. The look on her face when I told her. No regrets.
None.
Zero regrets.
Perfect. Because
you didn't do anything wrong.
She technically didn't even really set her up. She just did the same exact routine mm-hmm. that she always does. She wasn't like, do you need to use this washcloth or right. anything like that? Just, yeah.
Just put it there and
see what happens.
Let karma do the rest. Yes.
Seriously.
Right? I was thinking that it was similar to like using somebody's toothbrush to clean the toilet.
Ew, yeah.
But I think that this is even better because that one's malicious because mm-hmm. you know what you're doing. I mean, clearly she knew what she was doing, but the other person is going to go use her toothbrush, obviously. If this girl wasn't stealing her washcloths, she wouldn't have had a problem.
I wonder, would it be the same thing if, so like at the end of the semester, you're going to throw out your like your roommate's using your toothbrush for some reason. That's disgusting.
Ew.
So gross. But okay, so they're using your toothbrush. You're about to throw it out to get a new one. But instead of throwing it out, you clean the toilet. And then instead of just throwing it in the trash right away, you just put it back to where it belongs.
Well, if they weren't using your toothbrush, this would not be a problem.
I mean, that's the same exact thing, right?
Yes. In my scenario, I was saying you were using their toothbrush.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you used yours and you were not going to use it again, and yeah. they were like, oh, here's my toothbrush, and they were using your toothbrush, which is disgusting, they deserved whatever they're yeah. going to get.
Yeah, if you're like, I'm going to throw this away, so I'm just going to use it because it's a nice corner scrubber, you right. know? Yeah, and just put it right back and see what happens. That's the exact same thing.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Although I found, I'm totally going into, I'm a millennial now because I found the greatest cleaning stuff for showers in the entire world. It's called the Pink Stuff. And it's like kind of gritty, but not super gritty. Love it. Highly recommend. Not sponsored.
You sound so old.
I know, but it's great. Okay. If you need to get the corners of your shower, like it's the tits.
Okay. Like I'm on clean talk because it's satisfying to watch, but I don't really care to do it myself.
I really fucking hate cleaning. We established this
yeah.
last week.
Mm-hmm.
So when I find a product that I'm like, this is your product, you know it's good because I hate cleaning.
Okay.
Hate it. Like the smell of Lysol, worst smell ever.
You're so weird.
I don't want my house to smell like a
you know what?
Lemon Pine Sol. Like,
I kind of hate myself right now.
Why?
Because I just said one of my triggers to you.
Oh, projection much?
Yeah. Like, I just talked about what was two episodes ago that it's a deep cut when I'm like, you're weird. And it's funny because anytime I say that to somebody, all of a sudden it hurts me so bad because I'm like, oh my God, I could imagine how much that hurts me. And I just did that to somebody else.
I have a lot of self-conscious triggers. That's not one of them.
Okay, good. But yeah, so if it doesn't trigger you, it triggers me when I use it.
You triggered yourself.
Yeah. Fuck.
Be better, Annie.
I know. Terrible person. All right. So my first story comes from our new subreddit, Tales from Adult Stores.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to become a fan favorite very quickly.
I think
and by
so.
Fans, I mean us.
I was just going to say, I was like, it's our favorite. All right. The title of this one is just currently on shift.
Uh-oh. They're writing this as they're working?
Yeah.
Oh, you know it's good.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Just discovered the subreddit, but I've been working at a small chain of adult stores going on 2 years. I know it's biased, but I feel as though my most interesting stories were from my first few months, when my shift didn't yet feel as monotonous as restocking cereal in a grocery store. Whenever people ask about my most memorable encounters from the public, this story is the first one that comes to mind.
Okay.
We've all been asked about the biggest dildo the store carries. Whether that question was posed over the phone by a squeaky voice preteen at a slumber party or in person by someone looking to make a homophobic joke to impress their assembled friends. The answer is always rounded back to one of our standard 11 plus King Cocks by Pipe Dream. I think that's a hilarious name for a cock company, a dildo company.
is a cock company.
I mean, they manufacture cocks. Pipe dream.
Yes.
Or one of the special orders, like the Ice Pick by Icon Brands, or the spectacular 14-inch daddy from the All Natural line by Blush.
Either way. 14 inches? Where is that going?
I don't know. Either way.
What is it called? Ice Pick by what?
Ice Pick by Icon Brands. Either way, someone's always got an answer. What we didn't have the answer to was a question that was posed next by a 60-something man on a Friday morning in June. Can I drill a hole through the base of it? How wide a hole are we talking? How deep into the core of the toy? With what toy?
It's a big black cock.
All right. I have a story about a big black cock.
What?
I'll tell that after.
Okay.
So Ice Pick is a big black cock. With what tools?
For what purpose?
Would the material even withstand the loss of any internal structural integrity?
Why would this person know this? They sell them.
Mm-hmm.
They are not in, they don't manufacture them. They're not part of the design process. They may or may not have actually handled it outside of the box.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what?
Who knows?
I don't know. Go try.
This person was like an artist. Like, right? I don't know. He explained that it didn't have to go far. Only as far as a gear shift of a son-in-law's fresh off the lot Jeep that required for full coverage.
Nice. Solid.
He reassured us that he wouldn't be using any sort of adhesive that would damage the gear shift, but wanted to give the guy a very mild heart palpitation.
Nice.
And he indeed bought one of the biggest, a King Cock Treasure. We've been waiting for pictures ever since. So I checked the comments. There's no pictures, but just imagining like the son-in-law getting into his brand new Jeep and the gear shift is now a giant dildo.
This father-in-law wins awards.
Oh my God, yes.
Like the fact that he has this kind of relationship with his son-in-law is amazing.
Either it's really, really good or it's really shitty.
I was thinking the same thing. I was leaning towards good.
I'm leaning towards good too. I hope so.
Like it's just like a fun practical joke.
Yeah.
Not like a fuck you, Brad. You know?
Here's your cock gear shift.
Right.
Since you love tugging it so much.
It could go either way.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Oh, so I have a black cock story.
Every time you say that, it throws me off.
So when my husband was in the band, him and all of his bandmates were, I might have even told the story, but it was a long time ago. They were just pranksters and they were teenage boys just messing with each other all the time. Well, in the band, they had this keyboard stand that spun.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they first got the keyboard stand, they were all playing on it or whatever. And it's like sturdy build. One of them lays on it and is like, spin me. So they spin him and the centrifugal force was like pushing him down and he could not get back up.
He was spinning that fast?
They kept spinning him. And you remember being on the swing at Redwood where like, you feel like you're spinning really fast and you're like flying over, but looking at it, you're not spinning that fast. So I bet he wasn't even spinning that fast, but fast enough to kind of hold him down. Well, then they found this black dildo that one of the boy's parents had and started just smacking him with it. And he couldn't do it as he's spinning on this keyboard stand.
Was this the double-sided dildo? Wasn't there one that was like double-sided?
Was there a double? No, I think the double-sided dildo was in one of our stories. The purple double-sided dildo was in one of the stories. Yeah, no, this one. Yeah, he just like, so they just kept whacking him with this dildo. He couldn't get up. I think I'm told that more like I told it was, oh my God. It was just really funny.
Fucking teenage boys.
It was so much fun. It was so much fun being around them. They were just weird and wild and hilarious.
Oh, teenage boys can be.
Oh yeah. And when they're not total asshats, it's a great time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was a good time to be around.
Fun.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not for him, but fun.
Yeah. Oh, he totally deserved it. He was the biggest prankster of them all.
Oh, I'm sure.
He was, yeah.
No doubts he deserved it.
Oh, 100% he did.
Okay. Are you ready for my second story?
Yes.
All right. I'm going with a Tiffy.
Ooh. Love it. I always love it. Every time we say Tiffy, we're like, ooh.
I know.
We're like surprised.
It's just the gold standard.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Today I fucked up by instant messaging a porn site name to a coworker.
Oh.
I have a Bluetooth keyboard that allows me to connect to and switch between three computers. Channel one is connected to my work laptop and channel two is to my personal MacBook.
Nerd.
Right. While on my personal MacBook, I searched RedTube and hit enter, but no text was appearing. When I quickly realized my keyboard was still set to my work laptop, and I actually ended up sending my female coworker on chat RedTube. Yeah. It was set on. This is like the equivalent of rogue nudes.
Yes.
You know, like if you're going to have a keyboard connected to your personal and your work laptop and you search for porn on your personal laptop, know which channel you're on before you hit enter or get a different fucking keyboard. You can't have two. Really, you can't have two. Like, come on.
And they're two laptops. So the laptops have, right? They said laptop.
Yes.
So they have keyboards already.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro. It was set on her name already since we had just chatted previously. I quickly deleted the chat, but she had already replied, LOL.
Oh, God.
I didn't reply back and ignored it. I'm completely mortified and embarrassed and not sure if I should just let it go or bring it up to her. If she doesn't know what RedTube is, she might Google it. She's really cool, but not really sure the type she is and if this could be taken wrong and I get in trouble. She's also friends with the boss.
Ooh.
So not sure if she would tell her, even if just laughingly. To be clear, this was not an actual link to a porn video and I do not watch porn on my work laptop.
So you think.
Yeah. So I'm not worried about that. Thanks in advance for any thoughts and opinions.
I wonder how close of friends she is with the boss. Because like, I'm friends with my boss, but I wouldn't, unless I felt unsafe and sexually harassed by receiving something like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mention it to my boss to rat them out. But like, if it's like you and your boss where you're our best friend, you're like, right. Oh my God, look at what just sent. And then realize like, maybe I shouldn't show the boss that.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that this could easily be cleared up with the explanation. Like, I have this keyboard that's connected to both computers. I did not mean to send that to you. I'm so sorry. Like, you know, it could just easily be swept under the rug.
No rogue nudes. So
I took rogue nudes.
I took pictures last weekend to send to Jordan.
Yeah.
And I sent them to you. I was like, do these look good or do they look awkward? Because I don't take very many pictures like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I feel awkward. I can't tell you how many pictures I took and deleted because they were just so weird and awkward.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Right. And so I sent them to you and I was like, do these look weird? Like, give me your honest opinion. And I can't tell you how many times I checked that I was sending them to the right person.
Oh, yeah.
Even like, these are not going anywhere but to Jenna or Jordan. Like, that's it. Isn't that fun? That's weird. Is that weird?
No, it's normal, I think.
Like sending, like showing your best friend your nudes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, best friend. That's not weird. Best friends take nudes for you.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's not weird.
No, it's not weird at all. When we were talking about it, because you called me and then sent them to me and you're like, I just need to know, like, if they're weird, like you're feeling a little self-conscious. The funny part was one, you'd already sent them to Jordan.
I already did. I just wanted to really double check that they were okay.
So it didn't really matter what I had to say because he had them already.
Yeah.
And two, you were like, oh shit, that was just to you, right? I didn't send them to the group. It was you and mom.
Yeah. I checked many times, but then I had to ask you just to make sure that on your phone, it only came from to you, not the group too.
I should have fucked with you.
Oh my God. I would have freaked the fuck out. Luckily, I mean, I would never get mom's opinion on my nudes.
No.
But luckily I'm like close enough with her that it wouldn't be detrimental.
No.
But still very awkward.
She doesn't think you're a virgin like 7 years into your marriage. You know, 7 years?
Yeah, 8 years in July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, she understands there's stuff going on there. So it's not going to be like, oh, my God, you're impure.
Tomorrow is mine and Jordan's 15-year dating anniversary.
You guys are fucking old.
I know. And that's not even counting when we were together, like, in middle school.
That's wild.
Yeah. It's when we got together when we were 16.
That's crazy.
It's wild. Kind of love him. I'll keep him for a little while longer.
You've stuck with him this long.
I mean, yeah. I met some of his new coworkers, mm-hmm. and they're like, you like him? You're going to stick around? I'm like, just for a little bit longer, at least.
I just want to get well into my 30s before I decide it's time to, like, join the dating world.
Yeah. Because the pull in your 30s is far better than in your 20s.
Oh, for sure. They're mature.
There's way more fish.
They have, you know, experienced a marriage also already, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, some stuff under their belts.
Yeah, they have far more traumas to, you know, unpack with them. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, after being with the same person since I was in high school and younger, you know, he knows everything. I get to start over and tell all my stories again. Oh my God. So good. Can you imagine having to retell? Like, I already told you this. Oh, wait, no, that was my husband. Like, wouldn't that be weird?
Yes. And also, I did it. So it's not that weird. It can't be kind of exciting because you're like excited about that person. So you want to like chat
with
them.
Well, not planning on it.
No, no.
I just want to like make that perfectly clear.
It doesn't sound fun to join the dating world it in doesn't. Your 30s.
I would talk to my friends in my 20s who were in that dating world. And I never experienced a dating world like that when I was in my 20s. I was just with Jordan.
Yeah.
And I kept like asking questions. I'm like, it sounds terrible. And they would tell me like really terrible things about it. And kind of like some cooler things about it. Like, what's good about being adulting? What's awful about being adulting? It was like, mm-hmm. it was kind of that same type of balance, but in the dating world. I was like, okay, like, I guess that's kind of cool. But at the same time, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Sounds awful.
No. Mm-mm. I never really did the dating world either. I kind of met Danny by accident when I wasn't looking to be in a relationship or get to know anybody. And it just sort of worked and happened. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds truly awful.
Jordan and I got together when we were 13, had a like huge crush on each other. We're together for a while, broke up for a while, and we never really stopped liking each other in like the year and a half that we were apart. So when we got back together 15 years ago, when mm-hmm. we were 16, it's just like, it's never been anybody else. There's never been like, it wasn't like a, oh, you're pissing me off, but what I like, or like, I could go find somebody else. It's never been that.
Yeah.
It's always been Jordan. Like there was no chance for me. I was 13. I was like, this is solid. This is my life. You're my life now. I love you.
What was it in your little pubescent brain in that year and a half that you were like, we shouldn't be together?
Because we were both kind of late bloomers. We were pretty immature.
Uh-huh.
We were just more like friends.
Oh.
You know, like we were 13 and we never kissed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it was, we were just still both very awkward and very immature, even though we liked each other. So we broke up to kind of, I mean, yeah, it felt right at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then like it did feel right to be apart. But when we got back together, I'm like, I like you. Like, we need to be together. We pretend like we try to like other people, but we don't.
Right.
Yeah. So it's always been each other.
Wild.
I know.
Wild.
It's weird.
It is weird.
I do not tell my middle schoolers that I met my husband when I was 13 because then they will be devastated when their relationships at 13 go south. They were supposed to be my forever.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no. That's,
Annie's just a freak of nature. It's totally fine.
It's not supposed to happen like that.
Those things don't happen usually. They can, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's not usual.
Not usual.
Like, the odds are like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. So you're saying there's a chance.
When it's like one in a million.
Yes.
So you're saying I'm the exception to the rule.
Yeah. Everyone can't be the exception to the rule.
No. I'm the exception to the rule.
I am, motherfuckers.
I am. Don't steal it from me. I'm special. Okay?
Yeah, fight those 12-year-olds.
Yeah. You can't steal my thunder. It's like Regina George. I told you that finding my husband at 13 was my thing, and you can't do it anymore.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, are we ready to move on?
Yes, I think we are.
All right. My second one is also from Tales from Adult Stores.
Nice.
I think it has to stay in a rotation. They're too good.
They're going to be too good.
Yeah. So
and I don't know
this
why
is going to be another staple.
How did we not think to look for this before? Because we've had stories like this before.
Yes.
You talked about it when you went to one.
Yeah.
We've pulled in, I think it was a Petty Revenge or Tiffu. Like, it was on a different sub that Reddit that we use a lot.
How have we not looked up, like, adult store stuff when we have so many conversations and stories about sex? Right.
That's all this podcast is, really. We try to throw in some other stuff to, like, sprinkle it in. But for the most part, let's be honest,
those
we talk about sex.
Suck. But the sex, though.
But did we talk about sex in college?
Sounds like we were fucking our roommates. Oh my
God. We're just out here normalizing sex for people and women and, you know.
Yeah. Well, speaking of normalizing sex for women, I had to, so the title is, I had to teach a woman who was old enough to be my mother what her clitoris was for.
She hadn't discovered that yet.
She hadn't discovered it.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow, wow,
let's normalize
wow.
this shit.
Wow, I discovered my clitoris at a very young age.
I did too. I didn't know what it was, but I was like, that feels good.
Yep, sure did. I didn't know what it was called or mm-mm. what was happening, but it was nice.
That spot right there, that's my friend.
It was so weird that you just said that. It was like this weird accent.
Let's go for it. I'm not even going to redo that. I liked it. About a week ago, a woman in her mid-40s walked into the shop and asked me in a hushed voice if we sold sex toys. I informed her we did and then asked if she was looking for a specific kind. She told me she didn't know and asked if I can give her any suggestions. I showed her a few vibrators that sold well at our store and a few I knew female friends liked. She looked confused and asked me why they needed to vibrate. She also didn't understand why a vibrator needed a clitoral stimulator. She told me she assumed that all sex toys were inserted vaginally and that the insertion itself could bring her to orgasm.
This woman has never had an orgasm in her entire life.
100% no, she has not.
And she was married to the most selfish man in the entire world who ended up leaving her for somebody 20 years younger than him. And now she's trying to figure out life for herself as like a 50-year-old woman. This is a story I made up in my head for her.
Oh, 100%. But let's get back into that after this. Because I don't know. I don't remember if it actually says if she's never had an orgasm or not.
Oh, okay.
It might. After a brief walkthrough on how to properly stimulate herself, she decided to buy one of the vibrators I had recommended. As she was checking out, she revealed to me that she recently divorced. Oh, and had never had an orgasm before.
Bam, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. She was super thankful towards me and left in a pretty good mood. I hope you had an orgasm of your life, lady. That is like crazy to me not to have even given herself one.
She must have just grown up in like a really religious household, you
like,
know?
Like purity then, culture like mm-hmm. was toxic.
Yeah, super toxic.
Yeah.
This is the epitome of like straightening a woman's crown. You know what
yes.
I mean? Like this woman walked and you know she was self-conscious walking into a store like that, especially because she very likely did grow up in purity culture with mm-hmm. never having had an orgasm, never having given herself an orgasm
and
before.
And talking in like a hushed tone. Mm-hmm. And it's from an adult store. Tales from an adult store. And she says, do you guys sell sex toys?
Yes.
It's like looking around like on the walls like, no, not at all.
The amount of courage.
Well, actually thinking about that, I don't even know if she'd seen one like
she
on
might
the
not
wall.
Even know what it is.
She probably wouldn't know what it was unless it was like, like really anatomically correct with like the veins and the yeah. coloring and everything like that. Hopefully.
I mean, but the amount of courage that it must have taken her just to walk into the store.
Yeah.
Pull into the parking lot and walk into the store. And this worker was just like, don't worry, I've got you.
Mm-hmm.
I've got you. She's yeah. going to move to Tuscany and she's going to live fabulously.
I hope you had the orgasm of your life.
Oh, then. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's your first orgasm. So, yeah, that night she did have the orgasm of her life uh-huh. because that was the only one she ever had.
Uh-huh.
But it, like, opened your eyes to the entire world. And, yeah, like, have, like, a whole awakening, like, under the Tuscan sun.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Great movie, by the
great
way.
Great movie.
Would you rather time? Would you rather time?
I still don't know if this is lame, but I still like the bounce.
Look, we haven't had any negative feedback, so I'm going with it's awesome. Okay. Would you rather your life have an assortment of video game sound effects or your life has its own soundtrack?
Soundtrack.
So the sound effects can be literally any game from like Mario to Legend of Zelda. Like if you pass out, the Pac-Man fail sound effect may play, like that kind of stuff, or soundtrack.
Okay, so if I pass out, I don't think it's comical to have the Pac-Man fail on. No, this is fucking serious. Because if I saw anybody pass out and I heard the Pac-Man, I'd start laughing and be like, oh, fuck, we need to help them. But Mario would be kind of cool. No, soundtrack, 100%. Oh, I already have a soundtrack running through my head daily where I'm like, look at me go, or like sad songs where I feel like I need to cry, or like angry, or like whenever I hear a song, I'm just rocking out as if I'm on stage. Soundtrack, all the fucking way. I already have a soundtrack playing in my head all the time. But if other people would hear it, that'd be fun.
I make my own video game sounds. Like if I trip, or when we were rollerblading and we always felt,
we can make our own sounds. Okay, but could you imagine how cool it would be every time you jump to hear the Mario jump?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Or every time I don't jump that often, though.
Every time you get paid, it's like collecting a coin.
That'd be the best. It would be a lot of fun to have the video game sounds playing over your life.
It would be kind of fun. Yeah.
Oh my God. Super Mario Land.
When does it, wait, has it opened yet?
I think it opened.
Well, yeah, because it's supposed to be March 2023, right? Or was it earlier?
I think it was earlier. Ooh. Let's see. Ooh. See, I told you, I made my own. It says opening early 2023. So I don't think it's open yet.
I'm surprised that they haven't early 2023. We're in the first 3 months. That's a quarter of the year. I'm like, oh my God. That's a quarter of the year.
I know.
So if it's still saying early and they don't have an actual date, that's odd.
Yeah. If you go to their actual website, it doesn't say that they're not open or like, oh, it says now open. Now open.
Oh, okay.
It was hidden, buried. Shouldn't have done that. That was a mistake. Now open.
Oh my God, I cannot wait.
This summer we'll have to go.
Yes, absolutely we will. Okay. All right, well, that was easy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fun to think about the alternative, but soundtrack, 100%.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, well, you guys can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Did We Tell You, and please send all your stories, especially your listener stories, to didwetellyou@gmail.com.
And please remember to rate, review, subscribe, do all the things and all the places. You know all the reasons why.
All right, guys, have a great week. Be kind. Bye.